Dalit, after having seen the Mishnah, Boshet, and Pagam, and the criteria of Boshet, are these the same criteria as B'chola Torah Kula? And in Pagam, clearly we're dealing over here with a very, very unique criteria. And as we pointed out, that the world of Boshet u'Pagam in Onei Sumefata, even though it's learned out from the world of Chovel, but it's not a classic case of Kavala. We're dealing with a situation of Sofa Lovo, and only that aspect which is not the Sofa Lovo, that on that there's Boshet and Pagam, similar to what we saw by Tsar, that the Tsar was not the Tsar which is built into the act of Bia, but rather that's Sofa Lovo, but rather it's over here a unique Tsar in the world of Pitui and Ones. We got up to the Gemara, where the Gemara points out on Daf Mem Amud Aleph, Ve'ema Chamishim Slama Merachmana L'chol Milei. How do we know that we're going to have payments above and beyond Chamishim Slaim to deal with unique issues of Boshes and Pagam? Maybe these, over here, how would you understand the Gemara? I'll give you one option, you tell me if another option. Maybe they're included already in the Chamishim Slaim, namely that HaKadosh Baruch Hu built into the Chamishim Slaim not only a knas that would be across the board for every woman, but also a generic Boshet u'Pagam that would also be. How else could you learn the question of the Gemara? Ema Chamishim Slaim Amar Rahmana Mikol Milei. Not that the Boshet and Pagam are included in the knas, but rather... But maybe over here we have a gzeras akasuv that the knas is instead of boshes u'pagam, namely in achinami. There is no payment for boshes u'pagam by these women. There is only a knas. Most of the mefarshim and the shita etc. learned like the first way, namely that the boshes and the pagam perhaps are included in the chamishim slaim. But how do we know then that there's a separate payment? Amar bizera yomru bo'al. Bas Malachim Chamishim, Bo'al Bas Hedyotos Chamishim. What is the kasha of Rabbi Zeira? What bothered him to say that perhaps the Boshes and the Pagam are included in the Chamishim Kesef?
There's different types of women.
Right. Is it possible to assume that the boshet of a bat hedyot will be the same as the boshet of a bat melachim? How can one have a standard fee for boshet? L'chora, we're dealing over here. Boshet, we pointed out, are called l'fi ha-mevayesh ve-ha-mitbayesh. So even if you want to take the mevayesh out of the picture and say that all rapists we will view as one level of a mevayesh, but in terms of the mitbayesh, how can one compare situations of different women? There are different levels of chashivus that come about from social settings, from many other factors. Amare Abaye, Ihachi, it's why you're so bothered by where is the busha in the world of Onesumafata, Gabi Eved Nami. Let's look at another knas. Eved, Yomru Eved, Nokev Margolios Shloshim, Eved Ose Maase Machat. Shloshim. In other words, here the Gemara by Eved was bothered more. What was Abaye bothered by? If we're going to take into account factors within the world of Knas, so Rabbi Zeira asks, why not take into account the factor of Boshes? So Abaye says that L'chora we have a similar situation when a shor is Nogeach, an Eved, and he kills him. Then the Torah says that the owner receives shloshim. What is left out of the picture?
Subjective.
In other words, what subjective factor is left out of the picture in the world of the knas of the shor nogeach eved? The skill of the eved, which brings about a loss to the owner. Namely, we're dealing over here with a loss. Forget about the fact that the shia on the part of the owner of the shore is so great that a person was killed via his action, via his pshia, and therefore he has to pay a knas. But why should the knas be standard? Isn't there a difference in the world of nezek, in the chisaron of the owner? So why, Abaye says, why are you so bothered by the world that we have a standard in the world of ones mafata? We have a similar standard in the world of eved. So Rabbi Zera says, Elmer Rabbi Zera, no, you don't understand. Ilu bo'u aleha shnayim, echad kedarka v'echad shelo kedarka, yomru bo'al shlema chamishim, bo'al peguma chamishim. What over here, leaving aside the issues of abiyah shelo kedarka that we'll deal with later on, what changed over here? In other words, previously Rabbi Zera dealt with a bat malachim and a bat hedyotot. And so Abaye answered back from the Eved Nokev Margaliot and the Eved Osem Asem Achat. So what is Rabbi Zera bringing in over here? What new problem is Rabbi Zera raising that he didn't raise earlier? We already pointed out that we don't always take into account subjective factors. But what over here is Rabbi Zera pointing out? Why is the subjectivity which is involved by the ones mafata greater? Is it something that should be more taken into account than by the eved? No, aside from Adam, anyone else? Yes. Excellent, right. In other words, that in the previous Shakla Vitaria, Rabbi Zera asked from an external factor. Externally, you have women who come from different societies. So Abaye answered back, external factors we don't take into account. We don't take into account the fact that this Eved learned a profession and this Eved didn't learn a profession, that this Eved is a blue-collar worker and this Eved is a high-class Eved, that he is a Nokev Margaliot. He works in the diamond district. So we don't take into account external factors. Well, what should we take into account? An internal factor. We should take into account the body, in other words, that of the victim. And here, wouldn't we distinguish between a victim who previously had been abused and a victim who hadn't been abused? Isn't there a difference in the level of busha, something which is internal? So on that, Abaye answers back. We have that same distinction via Eved, and we don't take into account. Amar Abaye, Hachi Gabi Eved Nami, Yomru Eved Bari Shloshim, Eved Mukesh Shchin Shloshim, that there are also, forget about the external distinctions within the world of Avodim. What level of education they received, what level of artisanship are they involved in. But there's also a goofy Eved, is also a body. There is a healthy Eved, and there is an Eved who is ill. And b'cholzot, we see that the Torah gives a standard. Namely, so Ela Amar Abaye, you're barking up the wrong tree. Don't try and argue based on Svara. Based on Svara, we have concepts of chukim. We have concepts of things that we don't always understand. So it could be that the world of Knas is a world that is objective generally. But if you want to point out the source of Boshet and Pigam, look elsewhere. Amar Kra, look into Gzeras HaKosov. Tachas Asher Ina. Hane, the knas, and the lo tia leisha, that which the Torah points out in the parasha itself, is tachas asher ina, michlal de'ika boshes upigam. Namely, the Torah, by pointing out that the knas only relates to one aspect of the abuse, the tachas asher ina, it doesn't relate to the chabala that's involved in the abuse, michlal, that is a separate payment. Rava Amar, I agree with you that we have to search for Gzeras HaKosev, but rather than search for Gzeras HaKosev in Tachas Asher Ina, Amar Kra v'nasan ha'ish ha-shochev ima la'avi ha-na'ara. We already know that this perpetrator was shochev ima. Why over here does it mention these words again? Ha-no'as shriva chamishim, michal de'ika boshes u'pigam. And we saw already this machlokes between Abaye and Rava a number of palat ago. And over there, the Gemara pointed out, nafgamina, between Abaye and Rava, and Daf Lamed Gimel, Amed Aleph. Okay, so we're not going to get involved currently in the nafgamina between Abaye and Rava, other than the fact that the payment of Boshes Upagam is Gzeres HaKosev. There is a particular miut in the parasha of Ones Mafata that limits the knas to the aspect of the of that which is unique, but that which is in general, namely the boshes and pigam, that would have to be paid separately. So, what we skipped over, and let's get back to, is the world of shnayim shabo leha kedarka, echad shelo kedarka, yomru bo'al shlema chamishim, bo'al peguma chamishim. First, let's just deal with this on a technical plane, and then we'll move into the core of the Machlokas Rishonim. The question that Rabbi Zeira raised over here, we should take into account the subjectivity, that the goof of the woman should make a difference. In what realm should the goof of the woman make a difference, according to Rabbi Zeira's question? In other words, that there would be a difference between Boel a Shlema and Boel a Peguma. In what realm? The Gemara over here raised the question, how do we know that there is Boshes and Pegam? Which of, previously, Rabbi Zeira, when he dealt with the Bas Malachim and the Bas Hedyotot, dealt with the world of Boshet, right? That's the way Rashi understood. Heichan huchil shebeneim etzol Boshet, hilkach yahiv Boshet. Over here, what is the distinction on the level of these two women, of the Baal Shlema and the Baal Peguma? What does Rashi say? Ela Rabbi Zeira, mehacha mistabra de'ein boshes b'chal chamishim, di'imkenin hefresh bein Baal Shlema l'Baal Peguma, sh'nivala shelo kedarka, ve'heichan hu hefresh b'neihem, sh'mamina gabei boshet, kevan sh'nifkama kfar, ein boshta rav kishlema. Rashi keeps Rabbi Zeira on the same roll. Right? In other words, that we're not talking over here about the pegam, we're talking over here about the boshes. That a woman who previously had never been abused, her boshet would be greater than a woman who had previously been abused. But is that the only way of learning the sugya over here? Did anyone learn differently? What? The Rambam learned differently. If you look on the page that I photostated for you, first we brought the psukim again, that again we decided we should all know by heart, but because since it's Torah Shemitzav, we should write it down. And then the Rambam brings down our sugya in two places, in Perek Beis and in Perek Aleph. The Rambam that I asked you to look at, the one which is at the core, is in Perek Aleph. But the Rambam, in terms of the nitty-gritty of the sugya, brings it in Perek Beis. Ba'u aleha shnayim, echad kedarka v'echad shelo kedarka. Ze sheba'ala shelo kedarka, im haya rishon, chayev boshes upigam. Im haya acharon, chayev boshes levad, shekvar nifkama. V'ze sheba aleha kedarka, ben rishon ben acharon, chayev biknas v'shar devarim. Aval ein boshes upigam shobat shelo nivela klal, keboshet upigam, zo shenivela shelo kedarka. What is the Rambam stressing over here in this halacha, the boshes or the pegam?
Pegam.
The pegam. He says, shekvar nifkama, right? In other words, that there is no reason why there would be a pegam. In other words, if a woman had already been abused, so there would be no pegam in the fact that she was abused a second time. If you recall, pegam is that which a person that wants to marry this woman would view her value as have being decreased. A woman who was raped twice, the pegam is not that great difference than a woman who was raped once. Namely, she's no longer unsullied. She's no longer in the situation that this individual will be the first individual who's intimate with her. She already had intimacy. Granted, it was certainly not in her hands, but already there is a different set of circumstances. If it's once or if it's twice, that already, l'chora, should not make it a difference. Namely, that the pegam is that first act of intimacy, not the second. That's what Gemara is asking. Baal shlema chamishim, baal peguma chamishim. Would we view this? How could this pegam be included in the chamishim? Clearly, there's a difference between the baal rishon and the baal sheni. Again, what pushed Rashi to remain on the level of the of the boshes, and not to move over to the pegam? Anyone have any sense within the Gemara? And perhaps because the Gemara, again, the distinction of the Gemara is between external and internal. In other words, the Gemara moves from the fact that first we dealt with an external distinction of Bas Malachim, Bas Hedyotos. Now we're moving to an internal distinction of Pam Achas, in other words, Pamayim, in other words, and the fact that they're bringing that same distinction from the world of Eved appears that everything is the question of internal and external, but our question is still in the same realm. The Rambam didn't necessarily view that that had to be. In any case, all of this is on the level of the Havamina, because the Gemara basically comes to the Maskana that we have over here Gzeras HaKosav, we're going to take into account the Boshes and the Pagam. Okay, that's simply external. But over here, in terms of the Kedarka and Shalokadarka, what is the sequence of events? Elamar Bizera, Ilu Ba'a Lehashnayim. Echad Kedarka v'Echad Shalokadarka. Simply, what is the sequence of events that we're going to have a knas in terms of the second bia? And the question is there also boshes and pagam? Who is ba'aleha first, in order that there be a knas for the second bia? The shalokadarka. So this Tosas points out already that the Gemara over here switches the order. Should be ilu ba'u aleha shnayim echad shalokadarka. That would be the way, the timeline, that would be shalokadarka first, and she remains a basula, and then a second person ba'aleha kadarka, so that second person is going to pay a knas, but clearly that knas will be the same, but the boshes and the pagam, again, the Rambam stressing the pagam, and Rashi stressing the boshet, that would be different than had she not been nivelet at all. Right? So Tosas points out already, Echad Kedarka v'Echad Shalok Kedarka, Tosas is a bit out of place as well, on Amar Aleph, Shalok Kedarka v'Minkat Bereisha, Elokein Derech Hashas, She'eno Choshesh. Tosas over here is speaking a little by a hyperbole, Kilo, the Gemara never it's not a value to have things in chronological order, to have things to have things in a logical order. But Tosus at the end points out, Elakein derech hashas b'makom shetzarech l'shanos hein v'lav. Namely, that we have different reasons for the order. One level of order would be chronological. Another level of order would be logical. A third level of order would be that when we have hein v'lav, we always put the hein before the lav. Like in the world of tanaim, right? That if you're going to have a tanai kafel, you need hein kodem l'lav. You need tanai kodem l'maaseh. So tanai kodem l'maaseh is logical. Hein kodem l'lav is simply, it's a given form. That's the etiquette. That whenever we're going to deal with a positive and a negative, we're always going to have zohar that will precede shamor. I am well aware that we have a concept of sumei rava asei tov. But Chazal were following the world of halacha in which the hein precedes the lav. So kedarka is a hein, shelo kedarka, the unusual is the lav. Right? That is the reason for the order. Okay. So we have first a woman was nivelet shelo kedarka, and then a woman is nivelet kedarka. What is the status of Bia Shalok Kedarka? What is the status of B'chol HaTorah Kula of Bia Shalok Kedarka? Let's say there's a world of Kedusha. Person can be Kaddish and Isha, B'Kesef, B'Shtar, or Bia. So a woman has more than one orifice in her body. In other words, there's a Bia Kedarka, which was meant to bring about a result of Pru Uravu, where the man would insert his Aver of the Pru Uravu into the woman's Aver of Puruvu, but there's another area that the man can also insert his Aver. Is that also considered to be a Maisa Bia, B'chol HaTorah Kula? No? B'kiyus? Bia Shalok Kedarka, those are in Kedushin. Even if you do learn Kedushin, but Tosas quotes the Sugi in Kedushin and Daf Testament Beis. So we have a Pasuk in Vayikra that speaks about Mishkevei Isha, that there's more than one way of being intimate with a woman, and both of these have the status of Bia. A person can be Mekadesh and Isha with Bia Kedarka, a person can be Mekadesh and Isha with the Bia Shalok Kedarka. It's a Maisa Bia, B'chol HaTorah Kula. Wherever Bia is a factor, this is a Maisa Bia. Wherever there's a din of Arayos, and there were to be a Bia Shalo Kedarka, that would be a reason to bring about a Chiyuv of Arayos. Could be a Chiyuv of Skila, a Chiyuv of Chenek, etc. That we have it, that is considered to be a Bia B'chol HaTorah Kula. What is unique in the world of Ones Umefate? Normally, after a Maisa Bia, the second Maisa Bia is totally irrelevant. However, here we had a Maisa Bia that left the Besulim intact. And therefore, if we have a case of Bia Shelo Kedarka, and then a case of Bia Kedarka, so that second person is Meshir Betulim. He is removing the Betulim. That is considered to be a Mechayev of Knas. That's what our Gemara is assuming, that the Bia Kedarka after the Bia Shelo Kedarka is also Mechayev Knas, even though she was already Nivelet, but she's still in what category? A Besula. And we have a paradox. Classically, when there's a woman is Nivala, she's already no longer a Besula. Here we have that she's Nivelet, but she's still a Na'ara Besula, Asher Lo Orasa. She still meets the criteria of the world of Knas, of the world of Pitui, of the world of Ones. So we have an unusual situation of a woman who already had a Bia, a Maisa Bia, she was already Nivelet, but there's still going to be a Knas. That is everyone, all Rishonim agree on that plane. Where is the Machlokes Rishonim in our Sugya? What about that first person who was Bo'al Shelo Kedarka? Is he Chayev Knas? No. What do you say? What did you see? That's a Machlokes Rishonim. That's a Machlokes Rishonim on the page between Tosfos, who is black and white, and Rashi, who's a little gray. But if you want to find the black and white Machlokes Rishonim, it's Machlokes between Tosfos and the Rambam. Let's look for a minute at the Rambam. It's the third source that I gave you after the Rambam Perek Avroches. Ein ha'onis mafata chayev b'knas ad shiyovo leha kedarka. You can't be clearer than that. Ube edim. Well, we're never going to have a knas without edim. Ve'ein sara chasra, because here we're not talking about malchus or misa. We're talking about mammon. There's no need for hasra in the world of mammon. And then the Rambam moves over to a different topic, the age of the woman, namely in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Nara Besulo, when the Rambam is giving us the rules, he says that the only type of a Maisa Bia that will bring about a Knas is a Bia Kedarka, a Bia that would remove the Besulim. The Bia Shelo Kedarka, there's no Knas. She's still a Besula, and therefore there's no Knas. That's the Rambam. The Ravid goes ballistic. The Ravid says, Amar Avraham, Ta'us Huzeh. We're going to see whether that is really true or it's not true. But in any case, you have Machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid. And that Machlokes is a Machlokes in our Sugya between Rashi and Tosfos. Let's look at Tosfos. Yomru Ba'al Shlema Chamishim. Perush, says Tosfos, Harishon Shebo Aleha Shelo Kedarka. Namely, this woman had previously never been intimate with anyone. Someone was Bo'al Da Shelo Kedarka. He is the Bo'el, the woman who is a Shlema. She was not a Peguma, she is a Shlema. Mechayev Knas, Afilo Shelo Kedarka. And then the Bo'al Da HaPeguma is which person in our Sugya? The second one. The one who is Bo'el Kedarka, he is Bo'el, a woman that was already a Bo'uva. So he is Bo'al Pegumi. How can you compare the busha of the first of the woman the first time around to the busha of the woman the second time around? The first time around, she had never been intimate, and this person took away her decision of when to be intimate. The second person already doubled the crime, but the doubling of the crime is not a doubling of the busha. The busha, the second time, unfortunately, is already less because she was already Niv'ala. That's what the Gemara is asking. Namely, when the Gemara asks the question, Rabbi Zera's the question, Ilu Bala Shnayim, Echad, reading chronologically, Shelo Kedarka, V'Echad Kedarka, Yomru Baal Shlema, the first person who was Boel, Chamishim, Baal Peguma, the second person who was Boel, also pays Chamishim? Why? The Busha is not the same. Or according to the Rambam, the Pegam is not the same. right? That the first one takes her from a status of a gon nivala to a status of nivala. She's already been used. The second one may add a little bit, but there's no, you're not going from zero to. Namely, you're moving from a woman who was nivala once to a woman who was nivala twice. That's the way Tosis learns the Gemara. Why does Adam say that the Rambam, that Rashi disagrees? So look in Rashi. Elo amar Rabbi Zeira, mehacha mistabra de'ein boshes b'chal chamishim, de'imkein ein hefresh bein bo'al shlema le'bo'al peguma shenivala shelo kedarka. Ve'echan hua hefresh bein ehem, etc. Namely, Rashi doesn't give labels to the Baal Kedarka and the Baal Shalok Kedarka. He doesn't give labels to the Baal Shlema, to the Baal Paguma. Because Rashi, according to all the Rishonim, we'll see in a minute, that this is the way Tosfos understood Rashi, Ran understood Rashi, all the Rishonim understood Rashi, that the Baal Shlema is not our case. Baal Shlema is a person who for the first time is Baal, a woman, Kedarka. That is the Baal Shlema. And in our case, we're dealing with the Boel Kedarka post a Be'ila Shelo Kedarka. You can't compare a Boel Kedarka of a woman who had never been Niv'elet to a Boel, a woman who was Niv'elet. She may still have her Basulin, but she was already Niv'elet. You can't compare the Boel Shlema in a case which is not in our Gemara to a case of the Boel Paguma, which is the case of our Gemara. However, that first person who's Boel Shelo Kedarka, he's not Chayev Knas. He didn't turn her from a Besula into a non-Besula. He was Boel. Fine. But the Bila is not the Mechayev of Knas. The Hasharas HaBesulin is the Mechayev of Knas. In other words, that Rashi and Tosos have a very, very basic machlokas. Why does one pay a Knas? Does one pay a Knas for being Boel, a woman? And then it's irrelevant if it's a Bia Kedarka or a Bia Shelo Kedarka. That's Tosfos and the Ravid. Or do we say, no, you're chaya for being Mesher Besulim, so that first person who was Boel Shelo Kedarka is Patur from the Knas. The second person is chaya of a Knas, but he's Boel of Paguma. He's chaya of a Knas, but he wouldn't be chaya of the same level of Boshas and Pagam as the situation where she had been a case of Boel Shlema. So we have a very, very basic machlokas over here, and the question is, what is this machlokas built on? Why? In other words, al pisvara, you could say one way or the other. You could say, the Torah made a knas. If you find the na'ara basula, there is a knas. On what is the knas? If we look in the pasuk itself, the Torah says, ki imatza, ki imtza ish na'ara basula, asher arasu tfasa, v'shachav ima, v'nimtza'u, v'nimtza ish ha-shochev ima lavi ha-na'ara chamishim kesef, the Torah speaks about shachav ima. We already pointed out mishkevei isha is an open question. Are we talking about bia kedarka or bia shelo kedarka? So you could say shachav ima bein bia kedarka bein bia shelo kedarka. We have chamishim kesef, or shachav ima in a manner in which she's no longer a besula, right? Because that's the Torah pointed out ki imatz ish na'ara besula. And the shachav ima changed her status from a besula to a non-besula, then we have chamishim kesef. Those are two ways of learning the pasuk. But how did the Rambam know to read it one way? And how did the Tosfos and the Ravid know to read it another way? So Tosfos says, I have black and white gemaras that back me up. Kidda amrina, let's go back to Tosfos, perakama de kedushin. Bo'o aleha asara. In that sugya, on the Testament base, right? The first mentioned Kedushin says, Aisha Niknes V'Kesef B'Shtar V'Bia. It took the Gemara 9 blot to get to Bia. First Gemara started with Kesef, then moved over to Shtar, and then moved over to Bia. So by the time it gets to Bia, it's the Testament base. And the Gemara says that Bia is Vein Kedarka, Vein Shelo Kedarka. And the Gemara gives a situation of Bohu Aleha Asara V'Adayin Hi Basula. How can you have a situation that 10 people are going to sleep with a woman and she's still going to be a besula? Perush, clearly the Gemara is talking about a case of Shelo Kedarka. And the Gemara over there is talking about a case of a Na'ara Hamu'urasa, Nara Hamurasa, there is generally a unique chumrah that enters in over a Na'ara who is already Nisua in terms of the nature of the punishment. By a Na'ara Nisua, if a person is over the Isra below Tina'af, he lives with a married woman, so then there's a Chiyuv of Chenek. Most Yumas, Chiyuv of Chenek. But if he lives with a Na'ara Hamurasa, there's a Chiyuv of Skila. So the question is, what if you have a Na'ara Hamurasa that 10 people live with? Who is Chayav Skila? Only the first one? Or, since she remains a Na'ara Hamurasa via all 10, all 10 of them are going to be Chayav Skila. No, is the first one Chayav Skila and the others are Chayav Chenek, or all of them Chayav Skila? That's a Machokas Tanoim. Rebbe says the first is Chayav Skila and the others are Chayav Chenek. However, it says, Mode Rebbe, if you want to know in what area all 10 will have a common denominator, le'inyan knas, the kulhu mishalmi. If we read the Gemara, the way the Schottenstein reads the Gemara, the way the Tosas read the Gemara, Tosas says, it says, all these 10 people are going to pay the knas. This is like our Gemara times 10, right? Our Gemara is one person shol kadarka, second person kadarka. What if we have one person shol kadarka, a second person shol kadarka, a third person shol kadarka? All of these people were going to pay knas, because they are all dealing with a Na'ara Basula. She remains a Na'ara Basula through all 10. So we have a knas for 10 individuals. So you see, black on white, says Tosfos, that the Gemara assumes that the knas is not for removing the Basulim. It's not from turning her from a Basula into a non-Basula. It's from the Maisa Bia. You're dealing with a Maisa Bia on a Basula. A Maisa Bia on a Basula is the Chayev Knas. That's a very powerful raya of Tosos. And he says, we have another raya. Perek habo yevimto. Gemara in Yevamos. Gabe velo tiye v'isha. This is the Gemara we saw already. V'isha haru'uya lo. Prat almana lekohen gadol. One of those women who is not roi. Remember we had a whole sugya on Daf Kaftes and Medbeis. Different levels of eino roi. We had the level of kares. We had the level of lav. And then we have the level of asei. Right? So one of the women they were speaking about is an almana kohen gadol. Namely, what is the case? You have an almana min ha'irusin. She's still a basula. Right? We're not going to have a knas without a basula. She's still a basula, even though she's an almana, but still a basula. Then the kohen gadol is ones or mafate. So we say now, we can't be mekayim velo tiyeh lisha. The kohen gadol is not allowed to marry her. So the Gemara asks, of course he can't marry her. Forget about the fact that she's an almana, she's a ba'ula, she's bulas atzmo. He already lived with her. He lives with her premarital. Of course he can't marry her now. She's a ba'ula. So the Gemara says, Upara chechi damirim a kedarka, if he lived with a kedarka, tepikle davir a ba'ula, elalav shelo kedarka. So we see that he would pay the din of the knas and lotia leisha is on the level of shalokadarka. The kohen gadol lived. We're dealing with the na'ara who's an almana. She's an almana, but still a basula. Then the kohen gadol lived with her and shalokadarka, and he's chayav a knas. So we say we can't be mekayim lotia leisha because the kohen gadol is not allowed to marry an almana. She's no longer a basula, but she's still a basula. She's still a basula, but she's an almana. That the Gemara points out. So again, we have two Gemaras that the underlying assumption of both Gemaras is that we have Biya Shalok Kedarka Big Mechayev Knas. The problem is, if you learn that way, Tosos, you know, sort of brushes it off, V'hacha have a Matzi L'minka Chabo L'Shnayim Shalok Kedarka. Why did our Gemara have to come on to woman who was nivelet shelo kedarka, and then kedarka. According to Rashi, that's the only time you're going to have a knas. The bia shelo kedarka isn't going to bring about a knas. The second bia kedarka brings about a knas. But according to Tosas, that the bia shelo kedarka brings about a knas, say, the first bia was shelo kedarka, second bia shelo kedarka. The first bia was a bia shlema, the second bia is a bia spuguma, eino doma bia shlema la bia spuguma. But both of them pay knas. Why move over, according to Tosfos, to the world of Bia Kedarka? That, Lechora, is a very powerful raya for Rashi, that the Gemara has to move over to Bia Kedarka, to Mechayev Knas. According to Tosfos, why move over? Tosfos, the Gemara could have. That's, you know, where it's. So Tosfos has two black and white Gemaras, And our Gemara is, the Gemara could have. But the problem is that there's a fourth Gemara. V'chaim b'perek ben sorer umore. D'muki hahi de'elu na'aros, she'esh lehem knas. K'gon she'bo aleha shelo k'darka, v'chazru bo aleha k'darka. We learned this Gemara as well. The Gemara over there says that there's a din of rodef. Rodef is not only if someone's running after an individual to murder them, it's also if someone is running after one of the arayos of Misas Bezdin or Kores to rape them. That's also a rodef. You can also kill him. The Gemara learned that from Sukkim. That's also a rodef. So the Gemara then says, so why would an ones ever pay knas? That ones, he was a rodef. If he's a rodef, he's chayav misa. If he's chayav misa, it's coming to drabine. There's no such thing where you chayav misa, you pay money. So one says, we have to break it up. Really, first came the chiyuv of the misa, and then came the chiyuv of the money. How do you break it up? The Gemara says, the beginning of the bia, you're chayav misa. The end of the bia, the Gemara bia, that's when you're chayav the mamon. The Gemara says, but what if you're chayav misa mamon already for the beginning of the bia? So the Gemara then says, no, we'll set up the first time he was rodef, it was for shelo kedarka. That time he was chayav misa. The knas is on the second bia, kedarka. The knas is on the second bia. But if you're chayav knas for shelo kedarka, why come on to a bia kedarka? Same question that Tosas had on our Gemara over there. Tosas says in Achinami, Abimatsi Raminkat v'chazer u'ba'ala shelo kedarka. Okay, so you realize that what Tosas does is he has four Gemaras. He has four Gemaras. Two of them are like him. Two of them are against him. So the two that are like him, he says, we see that bia shelo kedarka yechayav knas. The two that are against him, he says, those Gemaras are left out. Okay, so clearly, according to the Rambam and Rashi, they understood that which Gemaras are dafka, our Gemara and Sanhedrin. Namely, the Gemaras are saying, you're only going to get to a knas when you have a bia kedarka. If you have two bia shelo kedarka, there's never going to be a knas. You have to come on to a bia kedarka to get a knas. That's what's matcha from our Gemara, that it tosses in a bia kedarka, and the Gemara and Sanhedrin tosses a bia kedarka. Otherwise, according to Tosas, why in the world would the Gemara switch horses in midstream? Why move over to a bia kedarka if you're going to be chayav knas on a bia shelo kedarka? So Rashi and Rambam have two Gemaras letovatam. But the question is, what do they do with the other two Gemaras? What Tosas does with our Gemara, he says it's lav dafka. But it's very hard to say that kulu chayav knas is lav dafka. It's very hard to say that the Gemara in Yevamos, where it gives the case of Shelo Kedarka as the Mechayev of Velotia Leisha is Lav Dafka. I mean, you have two black and white Gemaras. Okay, so this bothered all the Rishonim, and the Rishonim go in different directions. So first, let's just see Tosas Harosh Al Atar. Tosas Harosh has tremendous intellectual honesty, even though he's a Baal Tosfos, and he agrees with the Baal HaTosfos that we have on our page, and in the Rosh he paskins that way as well. But he did understand that Rashi Lechora has a powerful raya from Arasugya. He says, Yesh Meforshim Baal Shlema, you have it in the middle of the page, Yesh Meforshim Baal Shlema Baalma Kedarka, Baal Paguma Gonzesh Baal Kedarka, Vihikvar Nivela Shalo Kedarka. Namely, that the Baal Shlem was not the first person who's Baal Shalo Kedarka. He's not Chayav Knas. Only someone off of the page of our Gemara, who is Boel Shlema, Boel for the first time, a woman Kedarka, only he is Chayav Knas. Kei mash mitoch perish Rashi. Mash me la perish zed, de lo mechayav Knas, a Boala Shalo Kedarka. Midelo pirish, hakol biisha achas, vaosa shebaal Kedarka, vihikvar paguma, yeshaim kaosa shebaal tchila Shalo Kedarka. So that clearly that's perish of Rashi, but v'chein mashma mitoch shmeisim. Rashi got that from the middle of from within our Gemara. Our Gemara is a raya to Rashi. Di machayev v'hai baal shlema chamishim koi ahu debala shlo kedarka imkin havli lemiste bala shneim shlo kedarka. Our Gemara could have simply continued on the same stream it was going. Baal shlo kedarka and another baal shlo kedarka. The first one is the Boel Shlema, the second one is the Boel Paguma, but they're both Chayev Knas. And the fact that our Gemara moved over to a Boal Kedarka is mashma like Rashi. Mihu says, Al Korchach, Emesu de Machayev Knasa Biyashal Kedarka. Even though, says Tosafot Rashi, our Gemara is really difficult. Our Gemara is really mashma like Rashi, but we have Behetya, black and white Gemara in Kedushin Perakama, and then a black and white Gemara in Baal Yevimto. Ivan, what do you do with our Gemara? In Achinami, it could have written also the Shelo Kedarka twice. Okay, in other words, but it's a problem. It's a problem for Tosfos, but he says, if we have two Gemaras that are black and white, and our Gemara is just a Mashmos, let's throw away our Gemara in the face of the two black and white Gemaras. But Kanireh, the Rambam and Rashi understood from our Sugya and Sanhedrin the opposite. And so, of course, if you're going to bring a Raya, where would you bring a Raya to the Din of Knas? From a Gemara in Kedushin, a Gemara in Yevamos, a Gemara in Ksuvas, or a Gemara in Sanhedrin? Which of these would L'chora, if you have a steer between the Sugyas, which would be the main Sugya that we would be dealing about in terms of Knas? Our Sugya, Ksuvas. This is the Perek of Knas. We've been learning a whole year. This whole Perek of Knas. If you L'chora, this is the Perek from which we Shimibdaik, the Dinim, and this is Rashi and the Rambam. But what do they do with the other Gemaras? So here, the Ran offers like a direction, but he says, in other words, that's not the direction. But Tosus Rihazokain is really not the Tosus Rihazokain who is the Rihazokain, right? I mean, it's mislabeled. It's a very special Tosus. It's Rav Avram in Ahar. It's a Rishon. It's a Rishon from Provence, Rav Avram Montpellier, right? We mentioned him already. The Rashba quotes him a number of times. Any case, on this Perush, which is found on the page of Kedushin, he raises the issue because he always learns, like Rashi. Tosas Rihazokain, just like Tosas Rih, they viewed Rashi as like the, and also the Rambam also. So they weren't that disturbed. The Tosas may have learned differently. Umode Revi, so if you look in two, for six lines into the Tosas Rihazokain, Umode Revi, Dechi Amar Revi, Dibias Acher, Shelo Kedarka, Have Kedarka, Hane Mile, Linyan Misa. He says all ten of them, I'm sorry, Bia Shelo Kedarka, Have Kedarka, that after that first Bia, then there's no longer going to be Ski, it's only going to be Chenek. Hane Mile, Linyan Misa, Aval Gabi Knas, Kuhu Mishalmi. They all pay a knas. And hanoas shchiva, we would interpret in terms of a bia kedarka. Hanoa yeshlo afal pishlo kedarka. You say, this person, look, hanoa is something which is very relative to the individual. Most people, if you'll ask them from what you get hanoa, they'll say from bia kedarka. Bia shelo kedarka, that's something which would be very, by its nature, unusual. But this person says, I get hanoa from a bia shelo kedarka. The ha'af l'dida amrinan b'hai pirka, man le'malan d'lesle hanoa, dilma isle hanoa, k'da amrinan gabi shivka k'na'anis tikwa nebibia. Namely, hanoa is something which is very, very subjective. And so even though most people do not get hanoa from a bia shelo kedarka, there are individuals who do get hanoa from a bia shelo kedarka. So, however, even though yesh meforsh in this way, and that's the shita of Tosfos, harambam kosav benara besula perek aleph she'eno mishalim knas ela kedarka. Nire shepiresh kuhu. What does that have to do with our Gemara? It says kuhu mishalim knas, and we're dealing with 10 people who are bo'al shelo kedarka. Nire deforish kuhu kol haboim aleha kedarka achar elu mishalim knas. Namely, that if we were to have a situation where this woman was raped by 10 people, all of them shelo kedarka, and then Reuven or Shimon or Levi, kuhu, any one of them that would come and be bo'al her kedarka, he would be chayev knas. These 10 people would not be chayev knas because she's still a basula. The only time you're going to be chayev knas is when you remove basulim. But that 11th person, He's the kulhu, right? Kulhu meaning anyone, irrelevant, go to the phone book. Any person in the phone book would be bo'al her the 11th time, he be chayev eknas. However, says the Tosus Ri Azokain, the nearer the logor is kulhu. If we take out the word kulhu, that would make more sense. Namely, the next person is chayev knas. That this woman is still shayach for a chayev knas. V'hochi garsinan ve'elu naros. And this is, why did the Rambam learn that way? Because of our sugi. Amar v'zeira, ilu ba'al le'a shnayim echad kadarka v'echad shalo kadarka. Yomru ba'al shlema chamishim ba'al puguma chamishim. Perush echad shalo kadarka sheba'al le'a shalo kadarka. They're talking about chronologically the first one is shalo kadarka. U'pirish ba'al puguma zo shenim tzeis Paguma, hare nivala shalo kedarka. So where is the Baal Shlema? Baal Shlema, kama shalo bala adam yolam. It's the person who's off the table, not on the daf. Av shalo kedarka, then, in a person who was boel, a woman who had never been intimate, either kedarka, o shalo kedarka, yishalim chamishim, pe mihu davar pashut, to af boel la shalo kedarka. Okay, we'll get up to the davar pashut in a minute. Okay, so the Rambam, according to Tosfos Ri Azokain, worked off of our sugya. You have a sugya in Elu Naros, that gives the rule, and he'll reinterpret the sugya in Kedushin, Aliba de our sugya. Then when it says, Mihu Moder Rebbe, de Kulu Chayef Knas, read it, Moder Rebbe, that the next person who is Boel, Kedarka, will be Chayef Knas. That's all, nothing more than that. But what is do with the Gemara Yevamos? So here, the Tosfos Ri Azokain is mechadesh something fantabulous. Mihu davar pashut da'af bo'al leha shalo kedarka chayev ha'ones lekachta v'karinan be'lotia le'isha lo yuchal l'shalcha kol yamav. Namely, even the Rambam who says that a bi'a shalo kedarka won't bring about a knas, he agrees that what will a bi'a shalo kedarka accomplish? It'll make a chiyuv of lotia le'isha. It'll make a chiyuv of lo tiye le'isha. How did the Tosfos Ri Azokain know that? To make a division between the two? Because of the Gemara in Yevamos. The Garsina b'Yevamos, Perek Bo HaYevim, Toma Rav, Nivala Shalo Kedarka, Psula Lekuna. Masiv Rav, lo tiye le'isha, isha ru'uye prat, la'almana kwein godol, hechidam, ilema kedarka, ma'yiri almana, tepekle davi b'ula. Perish onei satsmalo, yisa b'ula. Ela shalo kedarka. O mishum almana in, mishum b'ula lo. But what's the context of the sugya over there? Lo tiye le'isha. So we have over here a three-way machlokes rishonim. We have the pashtus of Rashi, and the pashtus of the Rambam is that with the via kedarka is mechayev knas and lo tiye le'isha. It's a package deal. We have the pashtus of the Balei HaTosfos and the Rosh and the Ran, etc., etc., that via kedarka and via shelo kedarka are mechayev knas and loti yadisha. And then we have the Rambam according to the Tosfos Ri Azokain. Who says, Bia Kedarka is Mechayev Knas and Velotia Leisha. Bia Shalo Kedarka, we have a din that you are. Shalo Kedarka ain Knas. V'ein lo tiye le'isha. But according to the Rambam, v'yesh lo kedarka ein knas, but yesh v'lo tiye le'isha. This is what the Tosfos Ri Azokain is saying. If we think about it, we said, what's the machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos? What is the mechayev of knas? So he said, is the mechayev of knas the ma'isa bia? That was the shita of Tosfos. Or is the mechayev of Knas Hasharas Habasulim? That's the mechayev of Rashi. What is mechayev the Knas? So Lechora, whatever is mechayev the Knas is mechayev lo tia leisha. Comes along Tosfos Yerzaki and says no, that the mechayev of Knas. The Machayev of Knas is Hasharas Besulim. The Machayev of Lotia Leisha is the Bia. Namely, that it's not either or, but it's both. We have two Machayevim. We have a Machayev of Bia, and we have Machayev of Hasharas Besulim. The Knas stems from Hasharas Besulim. So a Bia Shalok and Darka, there's no Knas. However, the Lotia Leisha comes from the Maisa Bia. A Bia Shalok Kedarka is a Maisa Bia. A Bia Shalok Kedarka, you can be Makadesh and Isha, so therefore you're going to have Velo Tiyeh Le'isha. If you'll think back, and this, you know, is the beauty that Kosh Baruch Hu arranges the world. I was kept wondering, why did it come up? I'm sorry that I always leave out letters, but you can figure it out. You could put in the letters that I leave out. Why would we end the year Dafka with this sugya? Because this is where we began the year. This was the question that we raised on Daf Kaftes Amid Beis, that the Gemara raised the question, we have these women who we cannot be Mekayim Lotia Leisha. Is there a Knas? Now we have the opposite situation. We have a woman who cannot be Mekayim the Knas. Is there Lotia Leisha? Namely, on Daf Kaftes Amid Beis, we were bothered by the question, do we have in the Torah this package deal of Chamishim Kesev Lo Tiyeh Le'isha? And the moment Lo Tiyeh Le'isha is impossible, then the Knas is impossible. That's Rosh Shimon ben Menasya, right? Etc. Or do we say no? Ehu Nashim Sheish Lem Knas, the Mishnah Tana Kama of our Mishnah. We can have a Knas without Lo Tiyeh Le'isha. According to Tosfos Rei HaZaken, if you can have a Knas without Lo Tiyeh Le'isha, you can have Lo Tiyeh Le'isha without a Knas. Namely, that these two are not intrinsically linked, that we have two different mechayevim. We have two different mechayevim. If you look, I thought I said it for you, the Or Sameach, who discovered this Tosfos Rei HaZaken, V'ra'isi b'Tosfos Rei HaZaken b'Kedushin anitpas b'Shas Vilna hachadash. Now already this is the Shas Vilna hayashan, right, for us. Just as a parenthetical comment, what is very, very fascinating, I don't know, I always knew that the Rambam was censored because of issues that interfered with the Catholic faith, right? The Rambam would quote things about Ovdei Avodah Zarah and etc. So those were cut out, not just from the Rambam, but from all Rishonim, that it was censorship. What we find over here, if you look in the Frankel Rambam, that this line of Bia Shelo Kedarka, being Pater from Knas, is censored in the Rambam. Not only did they censor the Rambam, they censored the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah, that whole section is missing in a classic Kesef Mishnah. In the Franco Rambam, he put back the Rambam and put back the Kesef Mishnah. In other words, I don't know what this has to do with Catholicism, unless maybe they want to understand that Mary had Immaculate Conception. Maybe it was B'yishol Kedarik. I don't know what bothered them. But Kanera, something bothered the censor over here about our sugya. But in any case, that was just an aside. It was just very interesting from a historical perspective. Reisi betosus rihazak in perikamer kedusha nitvas b'shas vilna achadosh ki mefarish b'shitas rabbeinu in the Rambam afal pi she'ein mishalem knas b'shol Kedarik ubeheara, which the Rambam says black on white. Kol ze b'chol zot mitzvas asei d'lo tiyeh le'isha ika af b'shelo kedarka. And that way the whole question from the Gemara Yevamos on the Rambam falls off. Tosfos Rei HaZaken already pointed out there's no kasha of the Gemara in Kedushin. You can interpret the kulhu relating to a bia post these 10, but in terms of the Gemara in Yevamos, so he says it's not a problem because the Gemara is talking about Lo Tielishim Yusha Bazesh Muad Perakabol Yavimto, Damar El Rav Shelo Kedarka, and it's talking about Velo Tielisha. Ula Kachra Vavasa Bitosfos Kosvu Mashma de Mishalim Knas, Dochach Gmura Leka. Namely, even the Balei HaTosas knew that the Gemara in Yevamos is not a knockout. The Gemara in Yevamos is a raya. If it says that lo tia le'isha applies to shelo kedarka, kanere the knas goes hand in hand. But that's not a hochach gemura. Ulafize adkan or Samayach didn't add anything. Ulafize meduyak loshan hakasuf. But he says that where did the Ram see this distinction from the pasuk? V'nasan ha'ish hashochev ima v'lo tia le'isha tachas asher ina. Ukamod the pirshu b'medrash rabba by Yishlach, but it speaks about Shechem ben Chamor taking Dina. So it says vayishkav osa vayaneha. Chazal say Rashi quotes it vayishkav osa kedarka vayaneha shelo kedarka. Namely, that the concept of tachas asher ina implies a shelo kedarka. Biyuyan b'Rashi biyuma avod biyuma daf ayin zayin should be amid beis. Namely, that ina osa, there is a question exactly what is, in other words, implied by that context. When Lavan comes to Yaakov, he says, "You're taking my daughters. I want you to promise to me. I want you to be nishba to me. They are not going to be ma'ane my daughters. Not going to take another wife on top of them. What is the? You're not going to be ma'ane my daughters." So the Gemara over there speaks about their different options, and over there Rashi talks about it. V'da'asei d'lotia le'isha af b'shelo kedarka v'chein mora lashon rabbeinu v'ein kan makom laharech. I mean, the fact that the Rambam says in Perek Aleph Hochaches, ein ha'one sonfata chayev b'knas ad shevala kedarka, knas as opposed to lotia le'isha. Knas as opposed to lo tia leisha. The lo tia leisha would be even in a via shelo kidarka. To say the chiluk, Tosas Riyaz Zokin says the chiluk, the Or Sameach puts his hands on the chiluk, that there's room for such a chiluk. That conceptually we have a possibility of distinguishing between lo tia leisha and Knas, we already saw in Kaf Testament Beis, we paskin, you can have Knas without Lo Tia Le'isha. But that, we spoke about that in terms of the fact that she shouldn't get away, that the rapist or the mafat shouldn't get away with murder. Namely, if you rape a stranger, you're going to have Knas and Lo Tia Le'isha. You rape a relative, since you're parted from Lo Tia Le'isha, you're parted from Knas as well. In other words, so we brought psukim that we can distinguish between the two. But what is the svara of having v'lo tia le'isha without the knas? Namely, what over here, if one can speak about the midah keneged midah of the Torah, would be, in other words, if we say that the knas comes from hasharas habesulim, that you have changed this woman's physical physiology, and on that you're chayav the knas. But if you don't change your physiology, you just abuse her privacy, knas is not going to be, but there's going to be velotia le'isha. What over here, yes?
Because it's based on the maisa bia, that's something that the perpetrator is doing. So the maisa bia is what's making the velotia le'isha come about, but the shras pesulim, that's what's the knas, because that's on her. It just depends on the perspective.
Very, very nice. Okay, I think you're 100% correct. Namely, that we have a bo'el and we have the victim. In terms of the victim, the hasharas habesulim, that is something that, you know, we're dealing with not just a psychological abuse, but we're dealing with a physiological change. And both of these are improper. But the latter, when you have the combination of the psychological abuse and the physiological change, then we have the package deal of v'lo tia le'isha and the knas. And even if v'lo tia le'isha can't apply because she's asura to that person, but the knas will come about for the removal of her privacy. For, you know, it's even though she remains a basula, and even though someone afterwards is bowl her, he's going to be chayav the knas. But for that invasion of the privacy, for viewing her as a woman who is hefker, for on that level, there's going to be a vagotia le'isha. Namely, that this woman that you viewed as hefker, you're going to have to take. We pointed out, and this the previous section of Ur Sameach deals with it, that there are always, you can always view the level of the onus mafata in two directions. Normally, again, we have a bia kedarka. So we have a situation where, A, you changed this woman. The physiology was going to change anyway within the realm of marriage, but you went ahead and you abused her right to choose who is going to turn her into a kli, who is going to be the first person that she's going to be intimate with, etc. A. B, you treated her as hefkerus. Namely, that leaving aside the fact that currently marriage will not be the same to her, but you simply did not treat her as a proper tselem elokim. Generally, those two go hand in hand. Here we have a situation where the physiology of the woman remains the same. You haven't taken that away. The husband will still have a basula. But psychologically, you treated her as hefker. So on that level, the lo tia le'isha would come in, even if the knas doesn't come in. So we, to a certain degree, have come full circle from where we began. We began the year speaking about the world of Eilu Nashim Sheshlem Knas, even without lo tia le'isha. We have the possibility of the, in other words, again, the classic machokas over here is what's the machayev of both the knas and the lo tia le'isha. Is it the maisa bia, Tosas Hashita, or Hasharas HaBesulim, Rashi? The Rambam, according to the Tosas Rihazakein, says that we have over here two machayevim. The bia is machayev the lo tia le'isha, as Avram pointed out, that's from the side of the perpetrator, and the Hasharas HaBesulim, from the side of the victim, that's Mechayev, the Knas. Hu Hadin, those who learned the first parak of Ksuvus, the Gemara over there deals with the issue of Bia the first time on Shabbos. That is, the Hasharas HaBesulim considered to be Keina Malacha. Which Malacha, in other words, the Gemara deals with over there. So the Gemara points out that there were individuals who had a unique ability of hataya, that they were able to do a bia kedarka without hasharas habesulim. And the question was, for those individuals, would they be able to be boiled on Shabbos? Because ech shalo yeh, they're going to have a maisa bia with kedarka without hasharas habesulim. The chora, were someone to be ones or mafata in that manner, that would be the machokas Rashi and Tosfos, and the Rambam would have his shita. Now, it's not only a bia shelo kedarka. We come up with another hechetimtza where we would have a maisa bia kedarka, but without hasharas habesulin. The Gemara raises that option in the first paragraph. Okay, I think that's pretty much what we have over here. In terms of the small section that we left in between. So we saw this in a previous Gilgul in terms of Yalfinan Isura Mamona Me Isura. The Gemara asks, how do we know that the Boshes and the Pagam go to the father? Maybe the Boshes and the Pagam go to her. Maybe the Boshes and the Pagam go to... Maybe we distinguish that the Knas goes to the father, but the Boshes and the Pagam go to the girl. So they want to learn out from the Ureha, Base Aviha. But the Gemara says, no, you can't prove anything from that. Maybe that is only a world of Masa Yadayim. That when you have the Na'ara and she is living in her father's house, and he is, like by a married woman, he is taking care of her, giving her mezona, she'll give him the Masa Yadayim. So also the Na'ara, but maybe it wouldn't go beyond her income. So the Gemara says, oh, it's going to have from Hafara Sanadarim. That you see that the father is in charge of her from a perspective of Isur Veheter. The Gemara says, how can you run out Mamona Mi Isura? So the Gemara says, no, Ela Mistabra. As opposed to the Sugya Boshes and Pagam, where we said that a Sfara will not help us, we need Gzeras HaKosev. Here we say Gzeras HaKosev will not help us, we need a Sfara. That the Sfara is that since the father, Iboi Mosar Lamanuva Mukashrin, He's the bailin on her maisabia. He can determine who he wants her to marry. So if anyone were to make her less valuable, in quotation marks, in terms of the maisabia, he is pogea in the father, who's in charge of that area, as opposed to being, from a monetary perspective, he is pogea in the girl from a psychological perspective, and therefore she can insist lo tia leisha. But from a monetary perspective, he was pogea in the father. That's why the father would get all the payments, the boshes, the begam as well. And then the question that we saw earlier, in situations where we have a gzeiras hakasuv, that the woman gets the knas, does the boshes and begam go along with the knas or stay by the father? Again, in other words, that Tosas Lord Shmaur Sugya, the boshes and the begam, were to go wherever the knas goes, the boshes and begam goes, and the Rambam, we saw, felt that one could distinguish. Just the Rambam distinguishes between Loti Elisha and knas, the Rambam distinguishes also between knas and boshes and begam. They can have different addresses without there being an issue. Okay, thank you very, very much. I never had learned Perek Eglut Naros B'Iyun. Yes, Hashem Hadran Alach. We should return to the Perek. It's very full. I know it's in terms of Dinam of Mufuta and Arusa, that's, of course, Torah we should learn. But in terms of the world of Kol HaTorah Kula, of Kamim B'Dravinei, and Knas, and Mamon, and Mamonoslis and Misalis and the whole broad world of the limitations on Bezdin and the world of Tfisa, etc. And under the Bechizkiya, we, in other words, those are sugyas that you're going to come across in almost any Masechta you're going to be learning. And so hopefully, you know, the Hadron Olach will come quicker than necessarily the Chazara on Eglut Naros. But there will be a short Chazara on Eglut Naros for the next 2 weeks. Maybe it's in the Bechina will be 2 weeks from tomorrow. Those who want to take it early can take it. When are you taking it, Michael?
Thursday.
From Thursday onwards. Okay, from this Thursday onwards. I have to write the Bechina for this Thursday. So that means I have to mark the previous Bechina by this Thursday. Okay, so I have my homework for this week. Finish marking. I did begin. Finish marking the Bechina by this Thursday, the first Bechina, and then hopefully it'll be a meaningful Chazara. So you should have bracha v'hatzlacha in all shiurim that you will attend in the future. And the Chazal tell us that mitamida yoser mikulam, that from the ability to have to think how to present things to Talmidim, one gets to a more meaningful understanding. And of course, from all of your very special questions, especially I mentioned Yomo by name, from all your very, very special questions and Ha'aros and Makoros that you brought to me, certainly it's mitamidai in this situation, Yoser Mikulam. It's Hashem, you should have as much nachas from your Talmidim as I have from the Talmidim that I teach as well. Okay, Yimitz Hashem, 1 o'clock, we'll have a Sudas Mitzvah in the auditorium. You're all invited. Rabbi Lutz is a very wonderful individual and a very special speaker. Thank you.